Welcome to the Grace Hour Show, a Christian program that takes a dive into our daily challenges and helps us learn our faith in a practical way. My name is Jesse Fires.
I'm Kaylee Fires.
This is Kaylee Fires. We're the Fires. And today we have an amazing opportunity to talk about fitness and health. And is it biblical? Should we take care of our bodies? So that's what we're going to be diving in today.
Yeah.
Kaylee has, she has her master's at, where was it?
Towson.
Mm-hmm. She's an occupational therapist. She's a health and fitness coach now too, as well. And then for myself, I've been, a health and fitness coach for 5+ years and, went to culinary school too, as well. So I have a nutrition background in it. Yeah. And, it's just always been a big part of my life. And we just love to just share what we have with you. And the premise for today, kind of the overlining what we're covering is we were created by God in his image, and we have been made into the temple of the Holy Spirit. With this in mind, we must take care of our bodies and be good stewards of what God has given us. But how do we find a healthy balance? So that is the question. How do we find a healthy balance? And we get this from 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, which says, "Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit in you, which you have from God, and you are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's." So that is a whole topic we're diving into. I think the first point I think of with that verse in mind is being good stewards of what we have. Like it first says, right, we're bought with a price. Like
yeah.
Christ like risked his life, laid down his life for us to live and live more abundantly.
Yes.
And huge thing, it says like to glorify God in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an act of worship, really. You know, we are given this body freely. To glorify God with what and to, you know, with what we eat, with how we take care of our bodies, because it affects every day of our life. And so maybe you could like touch on that just to start.
Yeah. I mean, I think explaining what a good steward is, and like basically the definition of that, cause some people can be like, okay, I hear you can be a good steward of finances. Like we all know what that means, taking care of our finances well, you know, paying off debt, saving money. But like, what's a good steward in fitness or exercise or taking care of our bodies? And, just to be a good steward or like stewardship is like conducting or managing something careful. And you have responsible management of something that's entrusted to you. And like, I like what you said about Christ laying down his life for us. Like we were bought with a price. So, Christ has entrusted this life for us, but it's also not our life, you know? And like, since it's been entrusted to us, we have to give an account and give credit to like, to who gave us that life in Jesus. And basically what I'm saying is like, if he gave us this life and he entrusts us to take care of it, let's take care of our bodies. And we can do that in multiple ways. Like you mentioned, nutrition, exercise, and spiritually, of course, but we're going to look into like how we can keep our bodies healthy through exercise. I think wellness and to be healthy is really the key point for today.
Yeah. And then like to go with that, like an application I like to use is like, if I'm renting out like in my home or an apartment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we're renting it out to people and, you know, it was bought with a price. There's a price on it, but we want those tenants to be good stewards of what, you know, inside. If not, because then I'm going to, be responsible. So I like to think of it like that for us too as well. Like why would we just destroy and be careless and loose with what we have, you know? Because it does affect us.
Yeah.
And we'll hit on different aspects. So maybe, Kaylee, like the first question is, what does the Bible say about taking care of our physical body?
Okay. um, he says like we have a responsibility to like take care of our body, you know, like our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And like you take thinking of just a temple back in the biblical days, like people maintain the temple, people kept it very clean and just like worthy enough, you know, for the Lord. And like, since our bodies are a temple, like, you know, we can look at it that way. Let's keep it worthy enough, like for the Lord. And we don't mean that in a way where we have to be super careful, like all the time. There's grace. We have grace. But that's just a good example of like what it means to like take care of your bodies.
Yeah. I like this, this verse, and we could go in Ephesians 5, verse 29. Mm-hmm. It says, "For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourish and cherish it, even as the Lord for the church." I love that verse. That's a good verse for us. And like, let's break that down. Like, first point is, it says, "No man has ever hated his own flesh." I love this because have you ever heard of, you know, the saying, people hating their own bodies?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. I hate how I look. I hate how I feel. And this is like, they call it body shaming, body shaming.
Yeah.
And so I really think that's from the enemy. I think this is the first point, is to love no matter what your body, you know, is, you love it the way it is, you know, in present day. I love what God has given me. I think that's the first point, is to love our bodies and not hate our bodies. Maybe we don't feel good right now. Maybe we don't like the way we look. But hey, I love what God has given me, and now it's like, okay, now I could change and go from there, because I first receive love.
Yeah. No, I agree. And can you repeat that verse again?
Ephesians 5,
29. Yeah, can you read it?
Sorry. No man has ever hated his own flesh, but nourish and cherish it, even as the Lord loved the church.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that says like a lot. To nourish and cherish it. And when we nourish our bodies, like we have to think not just only, you know, about exercise, but think about what we're intaking, you know, like with nutrition, or also like nourishing our soul too, and the spiritual need. Like, you know, a lot of us, a lot of Christians, like we take time out of our day to be alone with God. You know, we have our secret place, and we get filled, you know, from the word, reading the Bible, praying. And that's all of our spiritual, but like also we have to kind of consider like our physical bodies and what we can do, what nourishes our bodies. And that might look different for you. And that might also look different for me, but kind of finding out what suits our bodies like best and why, like, why are we nourishing them? You know, like just to get through our day and the demands that we have, or like, is this more for long term too? And like, we need to have endurance and things to be able to do, you know?
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. Like, and I love, like I was reading into, and that's like point number two about the nourishing and cherishing.
Yeah.
That word nourish means to bring up, to train, or to mature. So there has to be like training, maturing, you know, involved in that, you know, taking care of our bodies. So training for the physical aspect is me going, you know, to the gym, or me doing a workout from home, whatever that means. I'm training or maturing my body, and bringing it up. And that's like a nourishment that we need. And then the second point is to cherish. And I love this. It means to keep warm or tender love. And I think that adds the food aspect. So we have the nourishing of our bodies, which is like the training, we're building, we're lifting weights, however it may be, and we'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
But then there's the cherish, the tender love, and the to keep warm. And that's like, you know, what we eat, you know, what we intake, because we could be overindulgent in some things, as I know in earlier in this week. We'll talk about gluttony, and that's like overdoing it. In Proverbs 23, it talks about that. And that, you know, could produce sluggardness and just like, you know, and too much of one thing. It's just like, I need a balance. And this is what we're talking about, like having that balance.
Yeah. I like I like how cherish means like warm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I always kind of think in cherish of a way of, you know, when you exercise, your body gets warm. It's a different type of warm.
Yeah.
But like both those words are so soft and so like welcoming. And like maybe that's a good way to kind of look at exercise and nutrition for our bodies. Maybe it's like looking at a warm approach to exercise, a warm approach to nutrition, mm-hmm. not something that's like harsh and quick and demanding, but something that can grow and mm-hmm. is like warm and cherishable and all these things, and that we can look at exercise with a view that's soft and maybe not intimidating or hard.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point, because maybe I'm intimidated to go to the gym, or yeah. I'm embarrassed to go because I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done it before. Mm-hmm. And maybe we could just talk about that a little bit, just and it, like it tailors to everybody's different,
mm-hmm.
but it could be just starting, you know, at your own home doing exercises, or would you like recommend a coach to as well for someone who hasn't done these things ever? I think that's always maybe a good option to know, because you could do it wrong, you know?
Yeah.
You could overdo
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And so there's this, and like, we don't want to overwhelm. We just want to maybe enlighten and encourage people to, hey, maybe I can change something here or there, and doing the little things first. And then you produce and then progress and see change, you know, knock out the little things. Because if I could have like one spiritual or a physical win each day or thing that I'm changing, then I'm going to be encouraged because I'm going to see growth. If I try to go full at it, gym membership, paying it month to month.
5 a.m.,
you know, and then like a month later, I'm paying for that membership, but I'm not utilizing it because I hurt myself, or I'm just, it's not,
like,
you know.
You're burnt out, like you're exhausted.
Yeah.
But that's like, that's a good segue into like our next question or like topic. It's like, what does a balanced workout plan like look like for a Christian? And I think a balanced workout plan is going to be different for everybody, because everybody has their own needs, like has their own demands, you know. But at the same time, like as a whole, for Christians, you know, as a whole body, like I think a good plan is always to put God first, and then like the rest, you know, will be added to you. But your workout plan can wait. Like if you need to seek, you need to seek God first. But I like what you said about small things, mm-hmm. how we start small with exercise, because that brings me to Zechariah 4:10. The verse, it says, "For who has despised the day of small things?" And I love that verse, because when you start small, it helps you gradually grow, you know, and to learn and get a capacity for something. So if we're talking about exercise, like what's our starting point? Maybe the first starting point is just realizing how you like to move.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
For example, I don't like running. So like I'm not going to go on a 2-mile run and really enjoy that. And also that's not just going to motivate me or encourage me to keep exercising. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like first things first, like let's take a step back and like look at, okay, how do I like to move my body? Because exercise can mean a lot of things. It doesn't have to be an F45 class, although we like it to be. It doesn't have to be like going to the gym, lifting heavy weights. Like it can be gardening. It can be going dancing. It can be going for a walk. So figuring how our body likes to move, I think, is like the first small step we can take towards exercising.
Yeah, that's really good. Wow. For me, like I would what was the question? What does a balanced workout plan look like for a believer?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, it's different for all people. And start with the little things.
Mm-hmm.
I would challenge, so this one lady, her name is Barbara O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way she breaks down things, but she's all on YouTube. Short story, she's from Australia.
Yeah.
And she's like a holistic, natural kind of doctor, and she's also biblical too, as well, which I love. She talks about God and she talks about Christ. And but they kicked her out because like she was like against like all these, you know, man-made medicines and whatnot, and kind of these band-aids that we're used to, you know. Mm-hmm. But she was like, okay, there's like natural ways to do that and heal. And so she got kicked out of Australia. You know, you could look into that. But now she's in America and she's still doing that. And I love it. She talked about there's like 8 things that she broke down of like changing our healthy, having a healthy mindset. And like one was nutrition.
Yeah.
Another one is exercising. Another one is the way we breathe, even just like taking a moment to breathe. You know, like we don't breathe properly through our nose and even out through our nose. You know, she was talking about a lot of us are mouth breathers.
Yeah.
And it's like not the proper way. We're supposed to really do it from the nose. And that promotes what? Relaxation.
Yeah.
You know, and breathing. Like I heard, like, I remember my mom telling me just like, you know, when you're going through, you know, having a child, they teach you to breathe through the nose, out through, and doing those breaths. You know why? Because it promotes relaxation.
Well, yeah, and it's also super calming for the nervous system.
Like
when you take deep breaths, it's going, you're supposed to breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth. And that kind of just like settles the whole body and goes back to like a good homeostasis, essentially, and calming down that nervous system so your body is just regulated.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good like in those high stress situations, because you want to calm everything down, but also just to like reset. You know, throughout the day, let me take a couple deep breaths.
Yeah.
Maybe after we're talking for this hour, we can take a couple deep breaths.
Yeah.
I'm just
breathe.
Breathe.
But that's why we work out too, because what? We're opening up our lungs. We're wanting more oxygen and, you know, inhaling that oxygen to go to the muscles and for the blood flow to go through, you know, our whole body. And and that's very important. That's what exercise does. And so, but the other points that she mentioned was just like water intake. And then the last one was like trusting in God.
Yeah.
And I love that. But she talks about high intensity interval training and what that is. And that's what F45 that Kaylee mentioned earlier. It's just like a high intensity interval training program. And it, like we said, it's different for all people. But she was saying that we could do it in 15 minutes a day. And I love that. So it's what that looks like is 30 seconds of, you know, you're going at it like almost like full speed in whatever you're doing. We could say biking, swimming, hiking, going up a hill, and we could keep it at those, you know, the biking simple.
Yeah.
30 seconds you're going hard. And then there's a 90 second rest. Rest doesn't mean you're just not doing anything. Rest means you're more just going through the motions. You're doing maybe arm circles and you're doing it a little slower, but you're still working. And that's your rest. And you do that for 6 cycles. So you're going up, you're going hard for 30 seconds, back down for another 90. Hard for, and you keep doing that. Maybe it's 60 seconds.
It is 90
seconds. But it totals 15 minutes. And that's high intense. And that gets your heart rate up.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, okay, your body's wanting oxygen, and it's maybe you could touch on this. It's putting like stress on your body, and that's what working out is doing.
Yeah.
So, Kaylee, answer me this. We are stressed, right? We have jobs that make us stressed. Our bodies are tight, and we're stressed, and we're tense. Now you're saying I have to put stress on my body to combat the other stress. Can you make that clear for me, please? And our audience, because we're confused.
Yes, because it sounds confusing. I love how you said we're stressed. But no, like we have stressors in our life, I think. And we all do. And there is good stress and there is bad stress. But we have demands in our life. We have a work life. We have ministry. We have family life. We have social relationships. It goes on, you know, and there's stressors. Like you have to meet demands at work. You have to be this or do this for your family. You have to be available for the ministry. You know, like these are all stressors we have in our life. And a lot of these are out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like things will happen at work that we are unprepared for and they bring a stress like onto our bodies. And when that happens, like our adrenaline spikes. And as our adrenaline spikes, like sometimes we go into this fight or flight response. And basically fight or flight, when I'm sure a lot of us are familiar with that term, but that's just our body's way of responding to like a stress, like a psychological stress, essentially mental stress. And basically when that happens, our adrenaline and our cortisol levels are spiking. So your body, your body's just an overdrive. And, why would exercise be beneficial? Like, why would we add more physical stress onto that mental stress? But, really when we are exercising our physical bodies, what happens like in our mind is we're releasing all these endorphins, all these good hormones that are good for the mind and actually reduce the level of adrenaline that's like pumping through our bodies and gives our bodies a chance to almost like recover from all that stress, releasing so much good endorphins. And we're getting more oxygen, like you said, to our organs. We're getting the blood flow pumping to our organs as well. And all that stuff is really good in regulating the body. Yeah. So that's just like a good psychological response, I guess, to exercise.
Yeah. And I like what you, because like the Bible talks a lot about, you know, the spiritual battle, but like a lot of it being mental.
Yeah.
You know, guarding our minds, what comes in and what comes out. And so, you know, with all that going on, you know, we have projections from the enemy and all the stuff. But then, like you're saying, like it could be mostly ourselves too as well, putting that on our own, you know?
Yeah.
Just like overthinking, overworking. And exercise will help kind of clear my mind.
Yeah.
I have enough to take care of and enough battle from the enemy. I don't need also to support the enemy with defeating myself, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why we're promoting like healthy activity at your level, small battles, exercise and eating clean.
Yeah. And exercise is like, it's a good stress that you can also manage in a way. Like,
yeah,
you can prepare for it. You know, kind of what you're going into. Like you decide, am I going to walk a mile today or am I going to walk two? Like you're preparing your mind already for what's to come. You know, sometimes like in our life, we can't prepare for these other circumstances.
Correct.
You know, and that's why I think it's important. Yeah, just take exercise too, one step at a time. I think this whole thing started from that question, like, what does a balance like lifestyle look like for as a Christian for exercising?
And I want to hit on the last part of that Ephesians verse that we remember, Ephesians
5:29.
It says, even as the Lord, like no one hates their bodies. No one has ever hated their body. They nourish and cherish it, even as the Lord loved the church. And what did the Lord do? Like he laid down his life for it. Like, does God correct his church?
Yes.
He does. And so, like, I like to think of this for ourselves is like training and discipline and disciplining, you know?
Yeah, because he corrects us out of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I like what you said about training and discipline because we're doing this to our bodies out of
love.
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't necessarily want to, right?
Yeah. No.
Maybe, but like I'm doing it because it's like correcting my body, training my body, just to feel better and overall health. And then we'll go through that the next two questions. But for the food wise, I think that's a huge, we could just maybe touch on that one point and then we'll go on to the next question. Just eating, like, do I want to eat the celery? Why are you laughing?
I like celery.
You what?
I like celery, but.
It's just like, I would rather, of course, have the burger than the celery, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I would rather, but this is like the discipline aspect. I'm going to eat the celery because it's good for me. And because it's good for, you know?
Yeah.
And it's going to help. It helps with digestion, all this other stuff, like eating the greens, you know, and choosing that. I don't always have to do it. Mm-hmm. I could have it have other things in moderation, and that's a huge thing. But to have a burgers, fries, pizza every other day, we just live in a world that's just like we're putting this extra stress not even on our, like, outwardly, but inwardly on our inner organs. Yeah. And it's just not, our body's not processing the way it did in the old times.
You know, it's not. And it, plus, like, our food is so chemically engineered now. You know, fast food, like our quick food that's easy for us. We're not getting the nutrients in our food like maybe the people did back then, like even in biblical times, like, you know, pesticides, like we can go on and talk about that, but we're just not getting the nutrition, you know, but there, but with that being said, there is a balance, you know, like we don't want everyone to like, you know, to go to the grocery stores and start complaining about my food's not organic. No, like we have a balance and we can choose, choose what we eat that's going to be nourishing, like for our bodies. And also when we're exercising, we don't want to expect, like, go through all that, like, good stress on our bodies and replenish our bodies with unhealthy food. You know, like, why would we go through all that work and hard work that we did to just, fuel our bodies with like sugar and things that aren't going to help the growth of our bodies or help nourish it, you know? So that's kind of a good thing to think about. Like, maybe I exercise, I did all this work. Let me replenish myself with like some fruit or a vegetable that's going to give me even more nourishment. Mm-hmm. So essentially, like, that hard work isn't for nothing, you know? But, I kind of want to just summarize before we move on. To begin again with working out and what's a balanced lifestyle work look like, it's, I think it's really important to know, like, there's a season for everything in our life. And there's a verse in Ecclesiastes, verse or chapter 3, verse 1, to everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. So we hear people at the gym all the time, man, I used to run 4 miles every morning. I used to be able to bench 250. I don't know. You hear these things and you're like, but I just, right now I can't do it. I'm struggling. And like, we hear you. And like, maybe 4 years ago, you didn't have this job that required more of your time, or maybe you didn't have like
children, now
three children under the age of six. Where do you, you're not going to have the energy you did 4 years ago when you didn't have children, you know, like, you have to kind of look at your life and the circumstances that you have and find a balance of what works for you. So if you're parent of your parents of young children, you've got your own lives to manage, but then you have theirs and you have a busy schedule. Maybe you don't have the time to go work out for an hour. Okay. And maybe you also don't have the strength to get to lift heavy weights at the gym because you're carrying a 2-year-old on your hip. You know, I don't know. So, but what can you do in your life that's going to like balance and work well with the circumstances that God has for you right now? Like, look at the season, be wise, be led by the Spirit, and see what can actually help energize you rather than deplete you even more in your schedule.
Yeah, that's really good. And like, I'm going through a season now where I'm not even like working at the gym anymore. And so now I had to like refine, and I'm still, I'm struggling with myself, you know? And, but I'm, now I'm focusing more on just being outside, being active, whether golfing or disc golfing, or just make sure I'm walking a lot more. And so I think that is huge. Like, we could do it however, and disc golfing, it's cool because it's like golfing, but it's poor man's golf, they call it. And, but you're outside, you're walking to the holes and you're running around. And I'm seeing people make it into an exercise too as well. So they're doing this and they're doing push-ups in between. They're doing squats in between. I'm like, that's a little much for me right now because it's hot. But yeah, you can make it your own. And I like it even, you know, I could do it when I'm cooking my meal at home. I could drop down and do some squats.
That's true. What? I love that.
Yeah. Like, I don't have time. It's just like, we don't want, like, excuses going to get in the way. There's always going to be reasons why not to. We just want to promote, yes, you can do it. And yes, you can find time. And that's a huge thing about the 5 a.m.ers, as you mentioned earlier. people have to wake up early just because that's the only time they can do it. And but it will, this will produce, you know, energy. It will produce, you know, I mean, it'll be hard at first, and everything is hard in the first foremost. But like we said, being patient and having little victories too as well. Yeah. And it'll help you in the long run.
And no, we're always standing in his grace.
Yeah.
That alone.
I would like to go to First Timothy 4:8.
4:8. Okay.
Yeah, we'll go. Okay. I mean, I'm sure everybody has been listening to this and saying, oh, they're going to go there right away, but we didn't.
Yeah.
The classic verse, okay? 1 Timothy 4:8. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Mm-hmm. Having promise of life that is now and of which is to come. So maybe, Kaylee, if you want to start on that, or do you want me to start? What is that verse? Break down that verse.
Well, yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
You can break down the verse.
So, like, it's just like, yeah, so we hear this is the classic gym kind of. Besides Philippians, you know, with Christ, I can do all things. He strengthens me.
Yeah.
That's a huge gym lifting verse.
I know.
But this one is just like, oh, he said exercise profits little. And that word, like, profits little, it's talking about, like, time, too, as well. It's very, obviously, it's very temporal. So it's here, it profits little because it's just for us in this earthly bodies.
Yeah.
So exercise profits little, and it's saying godliness is, you know, is for, it's long term, it's for eternity.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing. And I love this verse because it's comparing spiritual development with physical development. Like there is a parallel between these things. Different, but also very same how you can, like, get to that. And so there's a few points that I want to make. It's how, like, growth happens between these two.
Mm-hmm.
One is time and patience. Time and patience spiritually. You know, I need time growing in the Word of God. You know, how do I intake this Word? It could be overwhelming.
Yeah.
We keep repeating, like, small things at a time.
Yeah,
time and patience. Two is proper knowledge and wisdom, you know. It's, you know, opening up the book spiritually and getting sound doctrine taught to me.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, I would say just like a trainer, or just like even looking up videos, like how to do the exercise properly.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a right way and a wrong way. And, you know, we want to encourage people to exercise, but you have to be very careful too as well in that point. Do you want to say something before I keep going?
No, thank you for asking.
Of course.
I like that. I like when you broke down the verse and says, like, for bodily exercise profits little, and little meaning like temporal. I like that because, like, exercise is good for our bodies. But when people read that verse, they can be like, oh, exercise does nothing for your body, you know, because they can take it so literally.
Yes. Okay.
Right. So I did. I took that verse like so literally at first, when before we were doing like this study, but it's temporal. So it's good to think about that. Like, cause our lives are temporal on this earth, you know, they're not eternal, you know, our bodies, but you know, our bodies are, our lives are eternal. Yes. Our bodies are temporal, you know? So
I thought at one point you said tempura. And that's just like the food, the foodie in me.
See, don't even want to be encouraging.
That's fried food, tempura fried food. That's our minds.
Yes, but to just distinguish that, and to also like realize that like godliness is like eternal, and our citizenship. Well, now I'm just you got me messing up on the words. Our citizenship is in heaven.
Yeah.
So, like, what does that mean? And you can go on to explain more.
Yeah. On the citizenship?
Or no, just what you were going to say before.
Yes. I mean, we're going to be with God in heaven, and we're going to be, that is going to be eternity, and we're going to have spiritual bodies, you know?
Yeah.
And that's going to be amazing with Christ. You know, we have citizenship in heaven. So, and we're reigning with him. The third point is discipline. Both take discipline, spiritual development and physical development. Mm-hmm. Have a place of discipline in it. For self-control, that is huge. You know, self-control from, like we said earlier, indulging in certain foods. Mm-hmm. What's going to fuel me up, or what's going to, you know, crash me down? In America, we just have, anywhere in the world, we just have an excess, you know, sugar. And it's just like fast food, quick, easy. And then, you know, back then it wasn't like that. So it's totally different. Five, it takes effort.
Yeah.
Both of them have an effort spiritually and physically. And then six is proper feeding. Am I getting fed from the world or the word? And that's like spiritual. And then feeding, like we're diet, just like eating healthy choices. I can have, you know, I could have the ice cream every once in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe not every night. I could have, you know, the burger and that's fine, but in moderation with all things. Yeah. And because really just like we don't want to be, and maybe we could go to this question, just like, why do we do these things? Like, what is the motivation? Like Kaylee Fires, why should I change my diet right now, you know, or why should I even exercise? Maybe we could talk about, as we come close to the end, what's the proper motivation for people to do these things and change these habits?
There's a lot, I think, from a therapist standpoint.
I'm in trouble.
No. Preventative medicine. I want to call it preventative medicine, like exercise and eating healthy, because right now we're not thinking what we're going to be in like 30 years. We're not thinking about our bodies. We're not thinking about like our mobility. We're not thinking about that. Mm-hmm. And that's good. Like we shouldn't always be thinking about 30 years ahead. Like we should be thinking about now and being in the present, you know, like being in the presence with God and just taking one thing at a time. But like working with geriatrics, like I've seen people who haven't taken care of their bodies.
Mm. Yeah.
These people are struggling. These people are relying on walkers, on wheelchairs and stuff to get around. And I've seen people who are 100 years old walk. Mm. And this is just a difference of living more of an active lifestyle. I'm not going to the, this doesn't mean going to gym every day, but living actively, cherishing your body, feeding it good foods, and being able to walk and still do things and move your body when you're close to 100 years old or 100 years old, rather than some of the people who didn't and need so much help. And they're actually in pain to move their bodies. They're in pain to stand up. They can't walk, you know, and how can we prevent that stuff from happening later on? It's just little things that we can choose, like to exercise and, you know, to eat healthier, make better choices.
Yeah.
Without the medical standpoint, like also like how is exercise, how can we use this to fellowship with people like outside of the church? You know, we can, be with the body outside, do group things, like everyone can go on a hike together, I don't know, or do a fitness class together, do something that we can all be together as a hobby and fellowship, you know, spend time together afterwards. And this is like a better activity than a lot of other choices that the world offers, you know?
Yeah.
And then also I talked about just, yeah, your overall health and just being like a good advocate for yourself, like now and later on, and obviously to prevent against diseases like people have with a sedentary lifestyle, you know, we are so at risk for cardiovascular diseases, like type 2 diabetes, like all these other diseases that come from just sitting.
Yeah.
You know, like having joint pain from just sitting, for like gaining weight and having our joints like just bear all that excess weight. Like, that's bad for our bones, but also for our muscles too. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, just like to be aware of these things now for.
Yeah. Yeah. Later. Because like back in, like you said, back in the day, like during, you know, biblical times, mm-hmm. one, like they didn't eat as much because food wasn't as accessible. They had to go out for their food, go to the city for their food. And then two, they moved a lot more, you know, they had to go to the well for the water, you know, doing daily chores, whatever it is, they're a lot more active. Now, fast forward to us, we eat a lot more now because food is more readily accessible and available. It's easy to grab in the cabinet, and it could be cooked in seconds.
Yeah.
And then we now move a lot less. So we completely change. And so now we're saying, why is it important to exercise? This is because, this is the way we're made. We were made to move around. We're made to be active. And choosing a healthy lifestyle and being active can help me in ministry, you know, because I'm present. I'm present in the body, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not a liability too as well, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like just clear mind we talked about too as well. Yeah. I'm mentally cleared.
You're alert.
I'm more energetic to go on the mission trip, you know, to raise a family and all these great things that God, you know, has made us and ordained us to do.
To have also like exercise, you know, promotes like this physical strength, balance, and endurance. Like, you know, we need endurance also just outreaching. When it's 100 degrees in Baltimore or Richmond, wherever we're walking, you know, a mile or so, and you need just stamina. You need endurance to walk and to have energy to knock on those doors. You don't want to knock on someone's door and like, have some water. I mean, maybe you can open a conversation, but to have energy and to come to the door with, you know, with a lot of joy, a lot of light, and to you know, exercise just helps us have that endurance and stamina to do that.
Yeah. I know for like when we went overseas, these long air, you know, flights. I was going to say rides, but I guess you fly, not ride. it was just, I felt because you're just sitting in one area, you'll walk around, you had to go to the bathroom and just around the plane. But just, the tension in my hips. Yeah. And now I'm having back issues. And now it's just like, it's like a thorn. It's a hindrance, and it causes me to, it really affects me in a way. And, and can the enemy use food, or can the enemy, you know, use different things? It's all biblical.
Absolutely.
Yes, he can. And, we're just saying, hey, like, we just want to enlighten you and just, make you guys aware that an active and healthy lifestyle is like the best way to go, and, and do it not because, you know, you have to, you know, it's needed, but make it fun.
Yeah.
And do it and tailor it to your lifestyle too as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when we're reading the Bible and things, and we're maybe someone's just starting out, or we haven't picked up the Bible in a week, you know, like it can be daunting to like open up, but we read one verse, we take it, you know, one verse at a time, we pray for a little bit, but then over time, like our capacity grows because it's out of love, you know, like our relationship grows with God because we hear from him and like he teaches us and he tells us things and we love that. So like, why can't we look at exercise also as an expression of love, not, you know, just something that we have to do? I think that's like the, takeaway.
Our bodies are made to move, not be stagnant. Yeah. You know? If we're stagnant, it's just like there's nothing moving, nothing's growing. I'm not being challenged.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I move and lift weights and be active, however it may look for some people, I'm getting challenged. And isn't that the same when we go on the mission field? You know, we're spiritually challenged or physically challenged, all these ways. Yeah. But this can be a part of our preparation, you know, and say, hey, I want to go on the mission field, but I want to be healthy, not for sure spiritually, go to Bible college, get the word, you have to be, but also physically, because, you know, I could go overseas and be so unhealthy, and now maybe I could be, you know, God forbid something happens on the mission field, now I've become a burden to others. And so, but you know what? God is in control of it all, And we've seen people just drink Dr. Pepper their whole lives, and they're 100 years old, and you know, it's all God knows, you know. And I think the thing is to trust in God. You know, trust in God is a huge thing with your health, and pray about it, you know. Yeah. And we're not saying, oh, we're praying to God and while eating a burger, Lord, please make me healthy. And I'm eating all these unhealthy foods. It's just like, God, what is God going to do with that? It's just like, no, make an effort.
Yeah.
Make a change. And and we have many blessings in our world today that we are now aware of this, like we weren't before. And so maybe a closing thought, Kaylee, as we conclude. One word, couple sentences.
Oh my gosh, like maybe more than one word. I think maybe, you know, today in today's society, like a lot of people think exercise is just supposed to make you look good. It's all about appearance. And maybe people, Christians have stepped away from that because they don't want to just, you know, go for the wrong reasons, maybe to exercise. But we just hope today, like this gave you a better light on exercise and why it's actually important and how you can be exercising to really glorify God and to not glorify self.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's good. All right. So, thank you for joining us today. And, don't forget to subscribe, to our YouTube, Apple Podcast, and all the other stuff. Be sure to join us next time. And we just thank you for having the fires here on the Grace Hour. You guys have a blessed and healthy day. Amen.